And welcome to What's Up Wednesday. I'm Jeremy.
Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Okay, so Kev, I'm going to need you to create off the just off the top of your dome, because this is clearly going to be going on for a while. I need you to do a remove Bobby Kotick Activision News song intro. Go.
Bobby, you need to go. Bobby, you need to go. You are a big asshole. Bobby, you need to go.
Audio Jungle.
Doug had you covered there.
Thank you, Doug. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I did it right in the middle, just like it actually is.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start with this off here. There's been a political activist group that has demanded that Bobby Kotick be removed from the Coca-Cola board of directors. Did you guys know he was on that too?
No, but also...
no surprise.
It's just one of those you haven't said yet, but which side, what political group is it?
Let's see here. It is the, oh my God. He's also vice chairman of the Los Angeles County Museum of Arts. He sits on the board of the Center of Early Education and the Harvard Westlake School, and a non-executive director at Coca-Cola.
Wow.
Get the fuck out.
Get rid of him, all of them. Especially, man, the fucking museum, the LA Museum, fuck him, man. I've had friends who worked there and got let go for some bullshit reasons, and now that makes sense, knowing that he's on that board. Fuck that. Fuck Bobby Kotick. Fuck Bobby Kotick with every fiber of his being.
It's the National Legal and Policy Center is who, it's a nonprofit group that reports on ethics and of public officials, monitors and reports on. So this man, we're not going to go through it. You guys should already know, anyone listening. If not, you can Google it. Of why we hate this man and why he needs to go. I've never seen somebody take so much fucking heat and still resist like change and like resigning. Even the U.S. state treasurers are now pressuring Activision Blizzard over the scandal response and what they're doing. The video game awards. Oh, this was a biggie. Jeff Keighley went on to Twitter and said, we are not taking sides in the Activision Blizzard debacle. Clearly, they either A, purchased ads, or B, were set to announce some stuff at the show. Because there's no way that this man would have... It completely backfired. He went just like got blew up. Guests, voice actors, actors started saying they weren't showing up. People's involvement. Fucking the ex-president of Nintendo chimed in. Like this was like, if you were watching it on Twitter, it was exploding. And yeah,
because not choosing a side is choosing a side.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's very hypocritical of him. And well, I guess it's very hypocritical of all of this, especially when we talked about this a few years ago. He like publicly shit on Konami on the show for not allowing Hideo Kojima to be there. And that's a petty thing on Konami's half. Although Konami didn't have these situations going on with their company. To where, you know, it's like, okay, cool, they're being shitty in a business kind of way. And it's like, no, Activision Blizzard's being shitty in a very shitty human kind of way. Like, as in treating humans terribly. And it's like, there's a huge difference there. It's very hypocritical of Keighley to kind of do that. But once again, who knows what's behind? Didn't we find out like somebody was on like their?
So yeah, and one of the Activision board members is actually on the Video Game Awards board, like the advisors. And so all of this came out, and then Jeff went ahead and backpedaled and put out a statement saying that that they do not condone any kind of workplace abuse, and that Activision Blizzard will not be present at the show other than the nominations that their games have. And so it's a shame that it had to come to that. And then everybody jumped back on board and they were like, thank you for finally, you know, saying your piece. And I wish that it would have come sooner and not have to come to this, but thanks for coming to your senses, blah, 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 blah. So he actually did the right thing. And then, so even with all of that that's happened over the course of the week, the fucking Bobby still has a job. At what point do you go, this is all really terrible PR. We have to do something.
Yeah.
Any other job in any other place, anywhere ever, except maybe as a president of the United States, like that, you would be fired.
Yep.
You would be let go. The second then it's like, this is not worth it. Like, you're done. You're gone. Bye. Anytime you're causing this much unrest at your workplace and in the marketplace, bye. The second that their stock plummeted 2 weeks ago, gone. Like, he would have been gone anywhere else. But since he's packed the board with his you know, his buddies and colluders and shit, like, they're just going to keep trucking along, pretend that nothing's wrong, regardless of how it affects everyone else.
I wonder who learned from who there in 2016 or Bobby Kotick there, Trump or Kotick. Mm-hmm. No. But either way, the one thing I hope comes out of this Video Game Awards, this is going to be a fully attended event. Yes.
Yes. They are good. They're back in their large seats. And I know where you're going with this. I'll let you say it. And I fully support it.
I hope that as soon as the A word or the B word comes out, that everyone in the crowd fucking boos their ass off. I really hope that we get some public backlash of Activision Blizzard getting fucking chewed out live. And I hope that's some kind of thing to whoever doesn't know at this point that there's a lot wrong with Activision Blizzard and it needs to get addressed by starting at the top and fucking working your way down.
I hope every single person who accepts an award is like, we don't stand for what Activision and Blizzard is doing. Like, I hope all of that happens. And I hope that it just continues to make national news. If it goes away, then he gets away with it. Mm-hmm. But if it stays in the spotlight, then maybe something does happen. One more thing about him and we'll move away. So Activision, get this. They just let go of at least 12 Call of Duty QA testers, right? Here's the thing. There's more coming this week. So they let them off. They laid them off. And the funny thing is that Warzone has produced something like $1.8 billion or some shit last year, or some ridiculous number. I could be off, but I know it's more than that. Here's the other fucked up part. According to the Washington Post, the testers were previously told by Activision to expect a transfer to a new staffing partner, Vault, which was going to come with added benefits, bonuses, and a $1.50 per hour raise, increasing their wages to $18.50 an hour. Instead, they were just let go. And they were like, this came out of nowhere. One guy says, my friends at QA at Raven were promised for months that Activision was working on a pay restructure. And instead, they just said, you're free to leave. And it's such a shame. Right before Christmas, too. Right before Christmas.
What are they, the WWE?
Yep.
Yeah, they made, says, and let's see here. Yeah, it brought in $3 billion in 2020.
Jesus.
Warzone alone.
God. Yep. So I'm I find it hard to believe that they needed to let go of their QA testers because they were asking for $1.50 fucking raise.
Well, they're having to use that money towards legal fees instead.
Yep. No shit.
Okay.
Instead of doing the right thing, instead of doing the mm-hmm. thing that they should have done months ago, yep. they're going to stick by their man, and they're just going to, by the end, the Activision Blizzard will just be Bobby and friends. It will be no one else. And there's the thing, like, at this point, I understand people need paychecks. I understand they're working on projects. I understand that it is a difficult market to be in, like job market, because everybody wants to make video games. Everybody wants your job, mm-hmm. but I'm so surprised that more people haven't just fucking left. Like,
me too.
Get the fuck out. If you're not going to get rid of him, bye. We'll go work somewhere else. And I would not be surprised within the next few months, nothing happens, if we don't see some higher ups who do want to leave, create a new studio and take talent and bounce.
Yep. Respawn. I mean, that's what Respawn did. Remember, that was a very public firing too of Vince Zampanella and I can't remember the other person's name, but after Modern Warfare 2 came out, Bobby Kotick, like when they had some huge blow up with him and they were fired and yeah, they went off and started Respawn. But like, once again, this is that was the first time I learned about Bobby Kotick and how much of a piece of shit he was. Cause it was like that at the time, Modern Warfare 2 was one of their most successful launches. And they got fired like almost instantly afterwards because of some bullshit deal. And yeah, here we are 10 years later or whatever. And still the same old story, same old song and dance.
Let's see. Moving on from that, we'll get a couple feel-good stories going in. Do you remember the gentleman who I think texted? The story goes, it got viral. It was the kid who texted the wrong person about Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And yep. And then
he's been going to their house every year for the last 6 years.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's become a tradition. And mm-hmm. so they did it again this year as well. I guess it was called known as the Thanksgiving text. Well, Netflix is going to make a movie about it.
Oh,
I hope that all those involved, like whether the movie's good or bad, I hope they get a good payout for the rights to their story.
Yep. Very much.
Like that's all I want from everybody. Like. I also did see, I don't know how accurate this casting news is, but I did see that Chris Pratt was
cast. No.
Just fucking kidding.
Oh, okay. No,
it was a tweet I did see today, though, where it was like breaking news. Chris Pratt. And I forget which one he was going to play. It might have been the kid, which is fucked up because the kid is an African-American. Like, he was a teenager at the time, or whatever. Like, that fucked up to hire Chris Pratt to play it. But also, pretty fucked up for him to play the old woman too.
Oh my god. That's awesome. That's so awesome.
He's not as a joke, everybody. Chris Pratt.
Calm down.
Probably won't be in it, but actually probably will.
Okay, yeah. At least he didn't just rule it out. You know, it still could be a possibility.
We got a new Spider-Man trailer, but it wasn't for the live action movie. It was for the Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, and surprisingly, it's part one.
Yeah.
So this is I'm curious to know if they tie this into, if it's going to be a separate multiverse, or if they're going to tie it into the MCU at all. Probably not, right? Since it's animated.
I don't know. They're both, everyone is doing
a multiverse.
Yeah. Like in the Spider-Man realm right now, mm-hmm. all at the same time. And again, we've put forth our speculations about what No Way Home means. Does Spider-Man get caught in another multiverse? Is that how they're going to pull him from the MCU for? Although, because Spider-Man has signed on, or Tom Holland signed up for another 3 fucking Spider-Man movie with Marvel/Sony. So yep. It'll all still be in the MCU, but maybe not also because it's Sony.
But so if it's Marvel, it's got to all tie in.
Yeah. My guess is that, like, because he hasn't signed on necessarily, or they haven't said anything specifically about another Avengers movie, my guess is he's going to get pulled into another multiverse. We'll spend a movie or two about him getting back, and then he'll get back right before the next Avengers movie.
Yep.
Whatever and that is.
I also, this will be the greatest opportunity for Sony to actually make a good Venom movie. They were fine. They were good. But, like, if anyone's going to, like, do Venom like true justice, Marvel's gonna come in and be like, all right guys, this is what we need to do with this shit.
No, but I could see them doing some sort of crossover. How do they do it when everything's animated? Do you just get Tom Holland to provide a voice for an animated character? Sure, why not?
Mm-hmm. It could go just as far as Tom Holland making an appearance in the Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse movie. And he goes into the animated world and goes, oh my God, like what? And, you know, yeah, freaks out about it. What the fuck is this? Yeah. Because who knows? There could be a universe where it's all a cartoon. You know what I'm saying? Like the possibilities are endless.
Yeah. Well, also with the Marvel's What If, they kind of canonized a lot of stuff and said it could be multiverse stuff. So, I mean, yeah. This new movie could fit in because of all the stuff that happened in What If as well. So, I mean, you can get away with an animated version. And by the way, the animation in this one is awesome. They took a different approach, as you see it, or at least in the preview you saw, right?
So I thought that what we saw, since it was a first look, I thought that they did this with the first movie, and it looks like they're unfinished shots.
It looks unfinished.
Yeah.
Now, I say, like, the first part with spoilers if you haven't seen it, the first part with Miles in his room and Gwen Stacy showing up, like, that looks like the current animation, but it doesn't have the pop and cleanness that the first movie had. But then when he went into the Spider-Verse tube of whatever and was doing and went into 2099, like, that's where the animation shift happened. And again, that looked, I think that's round one. Like, that's without all the added everything else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I thought it was just going to be every multiverse was going to be a completely different art style, which would make sense.
I think it will.
And
I think what we're seeing is that different art style, but I think that we're going to get more of the pop and 3D look of just
The backgrounds already looked just hand drawn still.
Yeah.
And it looked, and I was like, I swear, since it's not an official trailer and it's a first look, I swear that they did this with the first movie and it was a lot of unfinished shots, excuse me, but they just wanted to show off the movie. So
I think we will see an animation shift though, for sure. Especially when he deals with Spider-Man 2099, which also interesting, it is Oscar Isaacs coming back to reprise that role from his brief, small cameo at the end of Into the Spider-Verse one.
Good.
That's awesome. It's awesome. Okay. That's it for this week. I hope everybody enjoyed it. Tomorrow we got Thirsty Thursday. Stay tuned for that. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.